USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. In an extensive closed-door interview with lawmakers Wednesday, James Biden asserted that his brother, President Joe Biden, was never engaged in any of his financial transactions. USA's John Schaefer.
The interview was conducted as part of the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. James Biden refuted allegations suggesting that President Biden leveraged his official capacities for personal gain through his family's international business endeavors. The testimony arrives amidst a significant setback to the inquiry's credibility following the arrest of a former FBI informant accused of fabricating bribery accusations against the president.
While Ohio Republican Jim Jordan does not say whether he believes these latest Smirnoff allegations are true, the author of the famed Steele dossier never faced such swift retribution.
When Christopher Steele lied to the FBI about President Trump, he gets paid more. When Smirnoff lies to the FBI about President Biden, he gets indicted.
GOP lawmakers claim the president improperly profited from his family's overseas business dealings while vice president in the Obama administration. The arrest of the ex-FBI informant may have undercut the Republicans' entire argument. Capital murder charges and the weight of a possible death penalty are now coming for suspected child killer Don McDougal in Houston, Texas. Local deputies link him to the recent disappearance and death of an 11-year-old girl, Audrey Cunningham.
The Sheriff's Office, we will continue to process the evidence that has been gathered to ensure justice for Audrey.
Byron Lyons is the sheriff in Polk County, Texas. They'll begin drying out in California following multiple days in a row of atmospheric river storms that triggered more than a foot of new rainfall in some areas and up to 6 feet or more of new snow in the mountains. Flooding and landslides have been an issue since late last week, especially along the central and southern California coast. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A recent U.S. State Department memo tells staff in the department to make sure and think of the most inclusive language to use that they can so as not to misgender people. Portions of the memo suggested language among staffers transition from things like saying brave men and women on the front lines to brave first responders or brave soldiers to avoid the risk of offending transgender individuals, some of whom serve in dangerous public safety or military jobs.
It's a standard government practice to try to encourage people just to be respectful of others and use the terms with which others are comfortable.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller at the same time told reporters the memo had Secretary of State Antony Blinken's name on it, but that does not mean it came from Blinken himself. United Airlines will resume one daily flight to Israel. A route from Newark, New Jersey to Tel Aviv will open back up. It's the first time since October when cargo services and passenger flights were suspended following the Hamas terror attack. With the move, United becomes the first American carrier to resume direct service. Fans of Rocketman Elton John are snatching up collectible items in a major memorabilia auction. It was held late Wednesday in New York City by Christie's, the London-based auction house. Sterling silver rocket-shaped cocktail shakers hit the auction block, as well as the rock legend's Yamaha Conservatory Grand Piano. In all, 900 items, all of which came from the British rocker's Atlanta home, were auctioned off. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.